With our eyes wide shut in the still of the night, we sit and hold the vision. When the fears burn wild, we don't run and hide. We see a world with no division. We see with one love, one heart, one drum beating to a song that's singing us home. We dance in white light under the starlight. We are the sacred seed to the sound of home. And we say, ah, oh, ah.
She's taking us in one direction. Love is our weapon, music our religion.
Peace is our power, peace is our mission. We don't separate or dominate. We appreciate, we celebrate, and we say, ah, ho, amen. Om Shanti Om. And we say, ah, ho, amen. Shakers and the peacemakers, and we can go higher, higher, higher still, and we can get louder, 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 yes we will. We feel the power in the presence, it's the all, it's the essence, and in it we own this space. We don't get lost in thought or drown in the drama. We're the guardians of this place. We see with one love, one heart, one drum beating to a song that's singing us home. We dance in white light under the moonlight. We are the sacred seeds of the sound of Om. We say, ah, oh, amen, Om Shanti Om. And we say, ah, oh, amen, Om Shanti Om. We are the movers and the shakers and the peacemakers. We are the movers and the shakers and the peacemakers. We are the movers and the shakers and the peacemakers. We are the lovers and the leaders.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I'm joined now in studio by Bob Saima and Shannon Plummer, and these two will be performing a concert at the Third Street Center tonight at 7, presented by the Spiritual Center and Davi Nikent. So welcome to Carbondale. I understand you two are on tour and coming from Maryland.
Mm-hmm. We are. We love it here. We might we might never leave. It's gorgeous.
You are very welcome here.
Thank you.
And as your lyrics allude to, this is a different kind of concert. You're really driving a poetic message of hope and unity.
Absolutely, yeah. The album that we just put out last year was that was the title track. We have a new one coming out, but you know, it's like we're just turning up the volume on the messages. As you can feel the world getting a little crazier and crazier, it feels like, you know, it just feels like the world needs more beauty and it needs more connection and unity and oneness. And what better way to do that than sing about it and sing together?
And are your concerts participatory? Do you have the audience contributing as well?
Oh, yeah. When I say sing together, that's kind of what I mean. We, and it's not mandatory. We don't, you know, run around and, but what we like to do is get people involved in the song. So like that last song that we just did, it's kind of hard not to sing, you know, Aho, Amen, Om Shanti Om. It's hard. You just kind of want to sing it. And a lot of the songs that we do kind of have a natural, like you think you've heard the song before, so you just start singing it. And, you know, it's just the two of us. So we, you know, we don't have a band. And so the audience kind of gets involved, I would say.
And I read that you came to music and are self-taught, that you didn't have any kind of training in it. It's just something that called to you and came naturally.
Yeah, it came naturally. I had one guitar lesson, and that was it. My guitar teacher said, I don't think this is for you. But in a way, he was right. It wasn't for me to learn, you know, how to play technically and to learn the structures of music. It was for me to just use it as a, just to play with, just to make it as fun. And it really, to me, the music is really just the container for the words, because the words are the main thrust of what we're doing together is the message. And so the, you know, I use all three chords. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I throw in a minor chord just for fun. But yeah, I would say I'm self-taught, but then I've, you know, I've gone through and watched some of the great guitar players, see what they do and, you know, alter the tunings on the guitar. And you know, I think I, you know, have borrowed enough from some really good people that to, you know, sort of offset the fact that I'm not a trained musician.
But you've got a message, and that's what's important. Your Absolutely. Artist soul has something to share, and your mm-hmm. playing is beautiful as well.
Thank you.
Could you two talk about how you met and came to collaborate on this as partners in all aspects?
You take that one.
Oh, boy. Bob and I met back in 2012. He was actually playing music for an event with Marianne Williamson when she came to Maryland. And I went to see Marianne Williamson, and Bob likes to say, she came to see Marianne and came home with me. Wasn't exactly like that, but I heard a couple songs and I contacted him and I said, hey, can you send me the guitar chords? Because I want to cover one of your songs. And of course, he doesn't read music. He doesn't have his chord sheets and his music charted. So what he sent me was kind of doo-doo, if you will. And so it just started the conversation of, well, about the song specifically. And then, I don't know, somehow we ended up making it all happen and getting married last year. So there you have it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so you also lead workshops, not only concerts, mm-hmm. but you facilitate meditation mm-hmm. And inner searching. Could you talk about that and as it relates to your process for songwriting?
Well, I think the songwriting itself is sort of standalone. It just happens the way it does. And then we've, over the last probably 4 or 5 years, come up with just a desire to go deeper with people. And, you know, a concert is wonderful. You can have beautiful, transcendent moments. A meditation is kind of like a concert with your eyes closed. That's what we say. And we leave some room from silences and some spaces in between. And then we like to go deeper with people. So we'll take one of the songs, for example, and, you know, just create a whole experience around it, a whole journey. Shannon is a shamanic practitioner. So we work in the medicine of what she brings to this offering into the workshop. So is music. There's shamanic journeying. There's we teach breath work, which is just a way to remind people the potency of their breath when they're using it properly. So really, it's just a songwriting is sort of, I would say, one of the fuels. It's sort of the basis for it all. The music is the foundation, and we have, you know, many different workshops that we lead, And then we lead a retreat a few times a year, and that's called Boldly Going Nowhere. And it's a weekend getaway. Put away your cell phone, get into the music, get into the shamanic world, you know, breathe, meditate, eat some good food, stop talking so much, you know, that kind of thing. So it all kind of works together, but I'd say the songwriting and the songs are kind of the basis, the foundation of it all.
And will tonight's concert include that breathwork and the journeying aspects?
Most likely, yeah. We don't always create a set list beforehand, but depending on the crowd and depending on how everything feels, we almost always do a little bit of breath work to get people started and kind of get them feeling, you know, feeling completely there. And so I think we'll probably weave in most of what we do tonight, but it'll be mostly music.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we're a little bit tight on today's show with one more segment to go. And I would love to hear one more song.
Oh, sure.
To remind listeners, Bob Saima and Shannon Plummer performing tonight at the Third Street Center at 7 p.m.
No mud, no lotus. Haven't you noticed the patterns of the pain in your past? The things that broke you, well, they also awoke you to the questions that you needed to ask. Sleepless nights and the dizzying heights and the dreams, some of which came true. Tough breaks, heartaches, perfect mistakes created this version of you. And everything you go through grows you, grows you. And everything you go through grows you, exposes who you are. If it hurt, it made you softer. If it was hard, it fueled the hunger. If it touched you, your heart took hold. If it was simple, it made you wise. If it was sweet, it made you smile. Weaved an indelible impression on your soul. Your feet, they walked, and your lips, they talked, and your hands dug around for the proof. Every look, every book, picture in your mind that you took created this version of you. And everything you go through grows you, grows you. And everything you go through grows you, exposes the roots of an endless summer. Part-time temporary lovers and the swoon of the deep blue sky. And as the time flew, you planted and gathered your truth as it passed before your eyes. And the wound is where the light gets in, revealing the masterpiece just beneath the skin. And in the glow of your own light, your petals open wide, and you bloom right where you are. And everything you go through grows you, grows you. Everything you go through grows you, heart.